In Syracuse, New York, an 18-year-old woman was found dead in her apartment by her mother. No one knows who killed her and why. Stay tuned. Real Crime Cases starts in just 60 seconds.
No Bluetooth? No problem. New Potato Technologies presents TuneLink Auto, helping normal folks who drive normal cars stream music from smartphones to car stereos. Tired of trying to find the music you want to hear? Let TuneLink Auto upgrade your car to modern without the expense. TuneLink Auto sets up a link between your smartphone and any empty FM station on your FM dial. If you can hear this ad, just go to newpotatotech.com and use the code RADIO to receive 20% off.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Super Bowl Sunday, 2001, Syracuse, New York. 18-year-old Jill Lynn Ito was planning to watch the Super Bowl with her mother. When Jill didn't show up as planned, her mother and younger sister attempted to reach her by phone. There was no answer. The next day, they went to her apartment. They found the door was unlocked and opened easily. Once inside, her mother was confronted with a horrible scene. She leaned down to pick up her daughter's dog, which had been running toward her. That's when she saw Jill's body laying on the floor, covered in blood and stab wounds. There's a $13,000 reward being offered for information that leads directly to the arrest and conviction of Jill Lynn's killer. If anyone has any information on the death of Jill Lynn Ito, please call the Syracuse Police Department at 315-442-5222 or contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.